Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. For the fourth time, the Great Barrington Select Board has continued the public hearing for Berkshire Aviation Enterprises, which owns the Great Barrington Airport at 70 Egremont Plain Road, seeking a special permit to build six new hangars over the opposition of several property owners in the western portion of Great Barrington near the Egremont town line. The board will resume the hearing at its regular meeting Monday, October 5th, at which point members will discuss findings by staff, including Town Planner Chris Rembold and Town Manager Mark Prashinsky. At its July 23rd meeting, the Planning Board voted 4-0 to give positive recommendation to the Select Board on the special permit that would allow the airport to construct the six new hangars on land that is zoned residential. Out of Philmont, write-in votes from last week's village election helped determine the winners of the Philmont trustee seats, originally thought to be an opposed race for two open trustee seats on the Philmont Village Board. The election became a four-way race when two write-in candidates received a large percentage of the votes cast in the election. Incumbent Brian T. Johnson received 55 votes. Deborah Gitterman, one of the write-in candidates, received 50 votes. They were followed by Mike Wheeler, the other write-in candidate, who received 39 votes, and incumbent Barbara Sagel, who received 37 votes, according to the website. Two open trustee seats will be filled by Johnson and Gitterman. Sagel will no longer hold a seat. Well, travelers from neighboring Rhode Island are once again subject to travel quarantines after their COVID-19 rates picked up. The Lamont administration, the Cuomo administration, and New Jersey announced Rhode Island has rejoined the watch list of states and territories with high rates of coronavirus infection, along with four other states, Arizona, Minnesota, Nevada, and Wyoming. No states and territories were removed in this week's updated tri-state travel advisory by those three states. There are now 33 states subject to the reporting quarantine requirements, plus the territories of Puerto Rico and Guam. The watch list is updated weekly every Tuesday. Great Barrington officials will ask Governor Charlie Baker and the Office of the Attorney General to help solve water quality problems in Housatonic after another summer of rusty water. The Select Board signed off on a letter asking Baker to, quote, ensure the water quality and infrastructure improvements can be expedited, end quote, to fix system privately owned by Housatonic Water Works Company. Along with water that runs yellow and brown at times, the system relies on mains too narrow to feed enough water to fire hydrants. The letter signaled the town officials are frustrated. The State Department of Environmental Protection Drinking Water Program recently told the board it has limited jurisdiction to deal with discolored water since rust is considered a nuisance issue, not a health risk. In Cornwall, at 10 o'clock, there is a Zoom meeting with Mark Scarborough's series on Wallace Stevens. Tonight, a public hearing on the Falls Village Housing Trust application for their 29-bedroom, 16-unit complex at Lime Rock Station. It'll be followed by the regular Planning and Zoning Commission, at which the Planning and Zoning Commission has stated they will vote on it. The meeting is via Zoom tonight. It starts at 6:30. To join the Zoom meeting, US02web.zoom.us/j/86341601829. The meeting ID is 86341601829. The passcode is 766471. The Planning and Zoning Commission Zoom meeting ID number is 896-4726-6021, the passcode 032504. You can find this information on our Facebook page. The Region 1 All Boards Committee meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. That will be a Zoom conference call. You, of course, can get information from the Region 1 website. Northeast Planning Board is meeting tonight at 7:30. Aquarian Water Company is cleaning water mains in North Canaan. It runs through Tuesday, October 6th. They want you to continue to receive the highest quality water. And if you have any questions, contact Aquarian. The Northwest Connecticut Crop 37th Hunger Walk is virtual this year. Participants can walk anytime during the week of September 21st through the 27th. You can walk at your school. You can walk around your house in your neighborhoods. To register online, crophungerwalk.org/fallsvillageCT, or contact Reverend Heidi Truax from Trinity Episcopal Church. The Columbia County Health Department has announced a series of upcoming seasonal flu vaccines drive-through clinics for all Columbia County residents 2 years old and up. Pre-registration is required. The drive-through clinic schedule starts 9 to 11 at the Rojan Library. An art exhibition, Girls, 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 Painting and Sculpture by Robert Cronin, Robert Andrew Parker, and Sam Posey, September 25th through November 14th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. The hours are Tuesday and Thursday 10 to 5, Friday 3 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 1. The Sharon Playhouse presents Haley Swindell Patio Dinner Show on Friday, September 25th at 6:30 at 8 p.m. 6:30 dinner, the show at 8 p.m. Tickets and more information, Sharon Playhouse. .org. The 35th running of the Sharon Classic Road Race 5-mile event, virtual this year. The date of the race was moved a couple of times. 80 runners had pre-registered for the original race. By the way, you can run that race virtually September 26th through October 4th. You can run on the existing course, which starts at the green, heads south on 41, continues to Westridge Road number 1, looping back to the green on Route 41. Another option is running any 5-mile course. All runners must complete the course of choice during the race window and keep track of their times. Fast Track Timing will collect the times and post results. You can register online for $20. Pine Plains Host Company has a chicken barbecue, $14 per box, coming up on Saturday, September 26th, 12 to 1, pickup only at the Pine Plains Firehouse, 7 Lake Road in Pine Plains. Reservations are strongly recommended, 518-398-1311. You can leave a message. The Scottish Play Drive-In Movie Event on Sunday, September 27th at the Sharon Playhouse, 6 until 10 p.m. to benefit the movie house in Millerton, New York. The gates will open at 6, introductions at 7:15. The movie begins at 7:45. More information is available at themoviehouse.net on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today. The futures say it starts off at 27,349.00, the NASDAQ at 11,206.75, and the S&P 500 at 3,316.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.